to be? Is it savory? Is it sweet? Can we guess what food it could be? Probably not, that's what makes it funny. Jason's blind taste test. Jason's blind taste test. Taste!
Alrighty, it is Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson on vacation. We have Chef Jason Santos with us. And when he is here, we love to play the blind taste test. So what happens is, and if you want to watch, you guys, we're live right now on Facebook Live. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to the Facebook page and you can hear us there. Watch us there. So right now, producer Dan has got some blindfolds.
Yes, I'm putting my blindfold on.
Got my headphone. He's got the headphones on. We're listening to Anthrax, I think.
Tell me when you want me to go zero sensory.
I think go right ahead.
Right, I know you got two out of three last time. I'm going to try to get at least
one. So I got two out of three. So Jason has three items. And he is going to let us know what the item is. And then he's going to feed it.
All right. Yes. I can't hear anything.
And he's then he's going to feed it to our guy here. Yes. So
Dan, you know, his palate's not so strong. So we have a little bit of a handicap. This is chicken. I mean, it's the basic. You've eaten 1,000 times a week. First bite. I even roasted it for him, so the juices come out.
Aww.
It's an easy one.
Hmm. It's a meat.
It's a meat.
It's a meat.
That's got to be chicken?
Boom.
Chicken.
Look at that.
All right. Next one. Mushrooms. Earthy. Nice.
Sorry, a little late there.
Okay. Spoon of mushrooms.
Definitely. Oh, where's that?
This is an easy one.
Oh, so I don't like
earthy,
it.
That umami.
He doesn't like it.
It's a vegetable. He doesn't like it.
I'm shocked. Mm.
What is in my mouth? It's got to be a vegetable because I hate vegetables.
Oh, like I said.
I'm not stupid. I'm panicking. Asparagus?
Incorrect.
Damn!
That's
it. I know it's not.
That is interesting. All right. We are to our third, Jason.
It's good. Avocado. It's creamy. It's fatty. You've had guacamole. This one is the shoe-in.
Oh, the texture is so crazy.
Everybody knows like avocado. Avocado toast, guacamole.
I mean, you can't get through a day without
fatty, creamy, delicious, unmistakable.
Tomato?
Tomato?
Hi, tomato? Oh my God. What just happened? Oh my God, it's
guys,
like,
if you're listening right now, Dan is purple.
It's
from
like a
stress.
Sensory deprivation.
You gave him two vegetables.
Yes.
Too well.
I'm looking at it now, my eyes are
tomatoes not to be mistaken by avocado.
That is a wild choice.
Not asparagus, roasted mushrooms.
Oh, I hate mushrooms.
And chicken you did get.
Thank God.
It's a meat.
That was, it's such a weird experience.
Can you explain, because I think some people are like, how could you not get that? Explain how not having two of your senses deprives
well,
you of the ability.
You're blindfolded, and then they're playing, the heavy metal music is blaring in your ear, so you're already in sensory overload, and then the food is just like, it's hard to tell because the texture's a little weird. It's chopped very finely, so you're not getting like a mouthfeel.
Yeah, that's another thing he does. Like when he gave me the macadamia nuts, they were chopped up.
Right, because so if I give it to you whole, it's no question, or a cashew,
it's a
you know?
Tricky.
You feel it, so.
It's kind of like the scene in Willy Wonka when you're going through the tunnel and all the lights are blaring and he's singing the song, and then he's like, name a fruit. that's where my head is.
I mean, you don't realize when you eat the senses that you do use, your eye, your sigh, your smell, and this food, look, it's cold. So, I mean, it's not, you know, the aroma is not there. So it really throws you for a trip. But everybody always says, oh, I can do this. It's easy.
No,
my wife
can't.
Even says it. It's really hard. I promise you.
Well, that I think you did better than last time, Dan.
One out of three.
Yeah,
if it was Dino Nuggets, I'd have crushed it.
Well, you got chicken, so I think we all know that chicken is something you can do. All righty. Well, Jason, thank you for bringing in foods for us.
So fun.
I think we have a few more that we might do a little video of, and we'll put that up later.
Yes.
But we must move along with our day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.